Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter juggles the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Suarez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Suarez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimenez throws the ball into Green, who tags Ward, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Suarez and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Peters. Hunter moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter scores. Campaneris moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Al Weiss. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Pete Ward now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 2 in the game. Suarez bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suarez for the out. Hershberger moves to third. One out. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. AG hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Ron Stone pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Stone now playing left field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Tardabul throws the ball into Charles, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. 2 outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Billy Bryan now catching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Berry moves to second. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford bunts between the mound and first base. Wyatt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Ward steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Agee scores. Ward moves to third. McCraw moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.